Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. We're brought to you by the law firm Condori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Tomorrow's show shaping up to be a good one. We'll have Bill Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt with us on G&D. We're also giving away a Paisano's gift card for $50 to a listener at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. And we are going to set some parameters. We are going to establish a list of foods, a criteria for our 3 p.m. much anticipated, highly discussed Thanksgiving Day food draft on Grant and Danny. Wednesday at 3 p.m. is the draft. And we've got a new development that I'm really, really happy about. Stupid Good Barbecue, GAR fame.
Indeed.
Is bringing in a massive Thanksgiving Day spread for us that we will be consuming during the draft. I was getting some texts about what that spread could entail. I don't want to give anything away, but it sounds like it's going to be a banger.
Well, I make plays there all the time. We have a lot of youth sports in that area, whether, you know, we're at Thomas Jefferson High School for something in the morning, anything at Springfield. And wouldn't you know, all roads tend to lead there. I've had every one of those sauces multiple times over. I don't have a favorite because they're all good.
It's going to be a good day for your pals. And it's going to be a good day for you to listen to the show. That's Wednesday at 3 p.m. But tomorrow, we'll spend some time getting everything set up. Looking at some odds here on Brandon Ayuk's next team. This is via Bet Online. Who do you think's the favorite for Brandon Ayuk's next club?
Washington.
They're third on this list at 5-1. Yeah, believe it or not.
Behind Washington?
So there's Washington third. Let's go top five.
All right, let me look at that. I'm looking. Here's what I'm going to show you what I'm doing. I'm just going to the Pro Football Reference homepage and look at the teams. That's all I'm doing. So it should be Washington 1. We can all agree there.
They're third.
Baltimore.
The Ravens should probably be here, but are not on the list.
Pittsburgh?
Not on the list.
All right, this is going great for me. Denver?
Not on the list.
Awesome. Having fun. Jacksonville?
Not on the list.
Terrific.
Danny, really? Which team would be are the odds for Brandon Ayuk's next team? Think about a contender who everyone is talking about having a major wide receiver problem.
Buffalo?
Yes.
There
number
we go.
Two on the list, the
should
Buffalo
be
Bills.
Washington number one. What's your nickname going to be for him when he plays in Washington? Because he's coming here.
Number two, the Buffalo Bills.
New England? They're division rivals here?
Not on the list.
All right.
AFC team that traded for a wide receiver at the deadline.
Who did that? I'm looking, dumping down the list here. Who traded for a receiver at the deadline?
They have an old quarterback who's played terribly and an old coach that they probably wish they wouldn't have hired.
All right.
They're a last place team.
I'm looking at the Jets.
The Jets are on the list. They are fourth, as a matter of fact.
Cleveland? I mean, no. I mean, that's not it. Tennessee? No. The Raiders?
The Raiders. That's the one.
Oh, that's so stupid. It should be Washington one. Everyone's dumb.
So you just think it should be Washington.
Washington should be one.
Right.
Everyone who's doing this is wrong.
But he should be one.
Like, he's coming here.
So the Raiders, the Bills, the Commanders, the Jets, and then the last team at 9-1, the Green Bay Packers. I guess.
Yeah.
They
have seven young OKs.
They are like a pitching rotation with five number fours.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, Matthew Golden, are you playing?
Whenever you get a chance, buddy.
Is that a thing or is that not a thing? I mean, what are we doing here with Matthew Golden, by the way? Thank God I turned that trade down. Somebody offered me him in fantasy at one point. They're like, he's really starting to come on.
No, he's not.
Which catch of his one did you like most yesterday? Here's his log for a first-round wide receiver over the last month. 1 for 24, 2 for 9, 3 catches for 4 yards. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that's possible. 4 for 37, 3 for 86 against the Bengals. That was the game he's had this season. 5 for 58, 4 for 52, no catches on 2 targets, and 2 catches for 16 yards.
He's looking up at Jahan Dotson's stat lines, going, man, I wish I could produce like that.
And it's not like they haven't had injuries, too. Like, their passing game goes through Romeo Doubs and his gigantic helmet. I mean, that monster cushion helmet that he wears.
Yeah. Now, Josh Jacobs is a bruising between the tackles downhill runner. And one of the big complaints is that he's not particularly good at catching passes. It's not great in the pass game. He has more receptions than Matthew Golden. Like, that's not working.
Let's hit the phones. Are you interested in Brandon Ayuk? Alfonso is in D.C. What's up, Alfonso?
How you doing? Appreciate taking my call. Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I don't know why you will always discuss somebody whose mind is not in the game. Like I told the guy I took the call, they show you everything it is they need to know about this person. He's shown you that. I think we just need to move on. And if I'm not mistaken, try to get Pickens from Dallas. I think he'll be a free agent at the end of the season. Let's get people in here that want to play, not retread. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you,
appreciate
buddy.
You, bud.
There is something ironic and hilarious. And I'm not telling you you're wrong. But God, is that the funniest thing I've ever heard. A phone call where you're like, let's be careful about pain in the ass wide receivers who are going to make it about themselves and might not be great teammates. We should be trying to get George Pickens. Like, that's one of the funniest calls of all time. Now, George Pickens has had an unbelievable season.
I mean, best behavior in Dallas, a chaotic place, but contract here. Like, that dude is as buyer beware as you could possibly fathom.
Someone's about to give him the bag. $30-plus million dollars a year. Would you be that someone? I am going to not be that someone. It will not be me. He will be great for somebody else. He is being great for Dallas right now. He is on his way to 80 catches and 1,500 yards, or, you know, 85, 90 catches, 15, 25. It's going to be a ridiculous year. He's going to get all the money. Jarrett is either going to tag him, which he should do, and make him do it again to show that you could do it 2 straight years, or they're just going to pay him $32 million a year or something. I will miss out on the excellence of George Pickens. It just can't be me. I'm sorry. I can't do it. But you know that's happening. He is going to get $30
million. Oh, he's
going to
get paid.
And by the way, it shouldn't just be a random team. The Cowboys should pay him. You traded for him.
Yep.
You gave up picks. He fits in your offense. He gets along with your quarterback. It works. Him and CD Lamb, macaroni and cheese, man. It's a great combination. Yeah,
that's as good a 1-1 as there is. Like, that's two number one wide receivers. Good luck covering them.
But you just never know. When is he going to wake up in a bad mood and decide, today's the day I burn this whole thing to the ground?
Because he's on rookie deal type stuff. I mean, his, you know, one of the more affordable contracts in the sport, that's over now. Here comes all of the money.
My guy, Kendall in Alexandria. What's up, Kendall? How are you?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
everything's good, man. Man, Packers cannot be choosers, bro. We've heard everything that Easterly said today. Death march of the one pick in the top 150, two picks in the top 150. We're the oldest team in the league. We're the slowest team in the league. I mean, we got to get as much young talent in as possible. With that being said, he wants to come here. He's been trying to get here since Jaden came in the league. So he's coming here. And we should be able to get him on the team for the deal. Lastly, if the brotherhood is what they say it is, what they proclaimed it was last year, I don't think we'll have any problems with him in terms of being a locker room problem.
You broke up. If the what is what they say it is?
I said if the brotherhood is they say it is,
yeah.
Then, of course, we shouldn't have any locker room problems.
What is that in reference? What is that?
The brotherhood? Oh, yeah, you know, the brotherhood, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the brotherhood, isn't it?
Thank
the
you,
the brotherhood
Kendrick.
Is supposed to cover all sins.
It's supposed to
so
fix
I mean,
it.
It's the brotherhood.
It is.
Right?
That's what it does.
Yeah, the brotherhood.
So imagine you had like five guys that like were all have the same parents, and they're all wearing sweatshirts with their hoods up. What would you have?
Sibling hood?
One way to put it.
Yeah, I think that's the way I'm going to put it.
Also be true.
It'd be a sibling hood
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's an American TV series called Brotherhood.
There is?
I guess.
Is it about the Commanders?
I don't know. That's on Wikipedia. 2006, he got stepbrothers. That's close enough, I suppose. Yeah, man. The Brotherhood Bell.
Ding.
Alive and well on Grant and Danny. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Sean in Winchester. Brandon Ayuk will be available. You know he wants to play with Jaden Daniels. You know Jaden wants to play with him. Washington's got a receiver issue. They're going to have the third most money in the league. All signs point to this making some sense. Are you interested in Ayuk?
Negative. Zero. Like, it's the same thing we've been doing. That I have no gripes against Mr. Peters, but we are kind of signing aged veterans. Got to get younger. There's got to be... The guy stole my thunder. I watched Pickens last night. I don't. What is his? What did he do to get this prima donna status? I don't recall.
Oh, just like all of his time in Pittsburgh. Just like I mean, he was. I could pull up his wiki and go through all of the litany of things. But you know, fighting with coaches, yelling at people.
The guy's a monster, man.
He's a great player.
He's incredible. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'd put up with that. To get the production that he seems like he gives out.
Well, look, if you guaranteed me every single year what he's done this year or close to it, if you said you looked into your crystal ball, Mr. Marvel, I think it is, in Wizard of Oz or whatever, and you tell me he's going to catch over 80 balls and over 1,300 yards every year that he's here, you got to deal with whatever comes with that. Of course, sign me up. That's just not how it works.
Yeah, I mean, there was on field. Lack of effort. Not like on a given play. It was like, oh, one time he could have caught the ball and didn't. It was like multiple times, run-ins. I mean, that's as stable an organization as we got the whole thing.
Mike Tomlin dealt with Antonio Brown for years, yeah. Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger. Like, you name some of the egos and the people that were, you know, butting heads with Tomlin along the way in Pittsburgh. This was the guy where he was like, uh-uh. In the prime of his career, nah, I'm just not doing it anymore. This was the one. So, yeah, there's baggage there, but he has been tremendous. By the way, in case you're curious, Ayuk turns 28 this offseason. So while he's certainly not old, a couple of years younger than Terry McLaurin, he's also not that young. The bigger question, I think, is just the injury. And what do you medically expect and think? It's a long time not to play football.
Yep.
I'm just a believer Herm Edwards-style football players play football. Like, I really believe the longer you go without playing, it hurts you. This is a terrible comp. It's not analogous. But, like, Deshaun Watson missed a year of football and came back, and he looked like he'd never played football before. A lot of guys are like that, honestly, where if you just aren't playing and then you have to come back from a really lengthy time away. Now, maybe it's different if it's rehab and an injury versus just not getting to play and sitting around. But guys that miss a year or two or a year and a half, like the history is not great on that.
No.
If you dig in on that a little bit.
100%. It is a, I mean, whether it's a year. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Even just a year, that's different. I mean, obviously, you know, rehabbing and working your way back, but being around facilities, to not play for that long, something is lost, and there's enough data that proves that. Yeah, that's the scariest part for me.
All right, let's go thing we think we think. Every NFL game from Week 12 as we get ready for Monday Night Football. Texans beat the Bills 23-19. Thing I think, Bills will make the playoffs, but I do not currently view them as a Super Bowl contender. They've got a shot to win it because they have Josh Allen. Flawed defense, not enough in the passing game around Allen. This is not a Super Bowl team.
I finally reluctantly remove them from my, yeah, they're going to figure it out. Yeah, they'll get right. Yeah, they're a real contender list. Enough of the negative stuff. Their ceiling is still really high when it's Allen Superman show, but you can't go to that well as often enough.
I also think the Texans have the best defense in the league, not named the Denver Broncos. Ravens beat the Jets 23-10 yesterday behind Lamar Jackson. Thing I think, Baltimore will win the division, but the Ravens, if they get to the playoffs, and I think they will, are not going to be as tough and out or as scary a team as they've been in a while. Something's not right here. They can't really run the ball. Derrick Henry, long of 17, sub 65 yards on 21 attempts, did score twice. Lamar Jackson, 13 of 23 passing, was a tick off again. I don't know what it is, but this offense is out of sorts.
They are not good right now. Defensively, they figured it out, but I think something is happening. I don't know whether Lamar is still injured, as Jay Gruden pointed out, but the offense is not looking particularly sharp. They can't really run it with the great Derrick Henry. I don't know what's going on, man.
The Bears beat the Steelers 31-28. Thing I think, Pittsburgh edition. Kenneth Gainwell is better back than he gets credit for. He's always kind of been a second or a third guy. Averaged 9.2 a pop, ripped off a 55-yarder yesterday. Has long been a guy that can catch the ball to the backfield. 6 for 30 as a receiver. Thing I think for the Bears at 8-3, as much as I love Ben Johnson, I don't have them hanging on and making the playoffs. 6 games left, 5 against playoff teams. They've been outscored through 11 games with an 8-3 record, first team since 2020 to do that. I think they end up going 2-4 down the stretch. 10-7, strong first season for their new head coach, new operation, but I do think they barely miss out on the playoffs.
I think both of those teams end up missing out on the playoffs. Despite being 8-3, I think Chicago will collapse, as you said, against some playoff teams. And Pittsburgh, it's just a matter of time before they finish with a 9-8 record and miss the playoffs by a game.
Patriots beat the Bengals 26-20. Drake May recovered from a brutal start to this game. Really the first time all year he had struggled for any stretch. Couple of drives where he was missing guys through a bad pick six. I think, great to see him respond, throwing for 294 and a touchdown. He is deservingly right now the number two MVP odds guy in the league, but I think he's distantly behind Matt Stafford. It's not like he's not important because he runs it, he throws it. He does a lot of things well for the Patriots. Stafford's just playing on another level than Drake May right now.
Yeah, I think about that game, it was important for New England to win a game like that. They were bad.
They were down 10-0
on the road. And it wasn't even that close, honestly. They were the second best team on that field for a long, huge portion of that game. Had to dig deep, go overcome some adversity. Defense really stiff and only allowed one touchdown in the second half. That was late in the fourth quarter to come storming back and win that one. That was important for them to win some of those, too.
Lions beat the Giants 34-27 in overtime. I think on Detroit, they've played one really good game in the last month, and it was when they bludgeoned Washington here at Northwest Stadium and scored 44. I don't buy the Lions as a deep NFC playoff contender. Defense is showing warts. Offensively, I thought Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown were really, really good together yesterday. But Jahmyr Gibbs was the entire offense, yep, basically. 15 for 219 on the ground. He caught 11 balls, including a touchdown yesterday for the Lions as well. You take him out of the equation, I don't know, they might be like a 4-7 team. I mean, he's that important. Not enough talk about him as an OPOY candidate. I don't know if the numbers suggest that, but his importance does. As far as the Giants go thing, I think. God, I love watching Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, if he started 17 games, I know this guy once went 30-30, touchdowns and picks. He'd probably go like 30-25 in 2025 in 17 starts. But he caught a touchdown, ran over a dude yesterday. A couple double pass plays where they had a flea flicker design in the backfield. Mike Kafka was digging into his bag. Jameis throws for 360 with a touchdown catch. He's just fun to watch.
Detroit joins Buffalo across my, I'm pretty sure they're a contender. I had them preseason as my Super Bowl representative from the NFC. In fact, playing the Buffalo Bills, it was going to be two teams that had never won a Super Bowl before going at it. I have removed them from that list. There's something off there.
Packers beat the Vikings 23-6. Thing I think on Minnesota, this J.J. McCarthy concussion might linger for a few weeks if I had to guess. He is playing so badly,
yep.
They got to get a look at somebody else and just see, is it him? Is this the offense? Are there other fatal flaws here? My guess is he's not going to be back for the next two or three weeks, and maybe Washington sees another quarterback, if you know what I mean. On the Packers' side of things, they still don't get any style points. The thing I think, their defense was back to its early season form. Maybe that's a McCarthy Vikings thing, but they were the best they've been on defense probably since they shredded Washington in week two. They were that dominant.
Yeah, watching them, watching Green Bay run and stick to their guns with Emmanuel Wilson. It could have been Josh Jacobs. He was injured. They were judicious and kept him out of this one. It's some backup running back that I'm sure a lot of people tried to add in fantasy. He went for 107 yards and two touchdowns on 28 carries. This is their formula. They're not here to win style points and win sexy. This is kind of the LaFleur cramming up your cram hole type formula here. They are, again, as you said, not long on style points, but at 7-3-1, they're in a good spot. Complimentary football with that great defense.
Yeah, Emmanuel Wilson, the back for the Packers, who had the big game yesterday. Chiefs went to overtime, got a come-from-behind win over the Colts, 23-20. They were down 20-9 in the fourth quarter. I think the Colts will live to regret this. You had a chance.
Yep.
To all but eliminate Kansas City yesterday. I really think it would have been that perilous for them at 5-6 with their AFC record and tiebreaker metrics. Because they win, they're probably eventually going to get into the playoffs, and teams like the Colts are going to rue the day.
This is an important loss for that same reason. Remember last year, it was, you know, everyone was terrified of Cincinnati getting hot and going to the postseason. Well, who's your team outside looking in right now that everybody rightfully is scared of? It's Kansas City. You had the stake in your hand and you had the hammer, and you're looking over the corpse of the vampire going, I just can't bring myself to do it. He sat right back up. He's alive. They're the most dangerous team. I would not want to see them. Kansas City's going to the postseason, and the Colts had them dead to rights.
Seahawks on the road beat the Titans 30-24. It took a come-from-behind win for Seattle, who fell behind in this game to start the contest because the Titans were game. They really played them tough, man. At 1-10, they gave them all they could handle, and they battled back. They scored a couple touchdowns in the second half, third quarter, fourth quarter, respectively, to make it a six-point game. I think on the Titans, Cam Ward has played much better the last 2 weeks. He is showing some signs of growth, through for 256 and a touchdown, no picks against one of the best defenses he'll face all season long. The other side of this, on Seattle, the thing I think about the Seahawks, Jackson Smith and Jigba is the best wide receiver in the league. This is your offensive player of the year. 167 and two touchdowns yesterday on eight catches.
Yeah, thing I think, Seattle didn't cover because I picked them to do so in confidence points, and they were up 30-10, and I actually got happy for a split second. That's my fault. Apologies to everybody who likes Seattle. But you said it with JSN. He is so special. The whole stadium, everybody watching on television, knew where it was going, and as he faked to the outside, set a defender up perfectly, went right across his face, and Sam Darnold just pitched it to him like it was nothing. I would try to cover that guy. If it's me, I would focus on Jackson Smith and Jigba and make someone else beat me in the pass game, but it seems like that's impossible. That guy is unreal.
Jags 27, Cardinals 24, final in overtime. I think for Jacksonville, it's not going to happen with Trevor Lawrence. He's not making fetch happen. This is who he is. I saw Dan Orlovsky correctly today point out, when you watch him, for drives, best quarterback in the league, for drives, looks like he shouldn't start. All he needs to do is get more consistent. Bro, how long are we going to do this? This is what it is. It's been years. This is the wedding crasher scene I always talk about, where they're sitting on the steps talking about crashing another wedding, and then one of them looks to the other and says, we're not that young anymore. This is who Trevor Lawrence is. Also, Jacoby Brissett just gives you a chance. That's my guy. 317 and a major tutty for Jacoby going to OT.
Grant Paulson coaches. Name the first guy he calls. Who's going with him?
Jacoby Brissett. You're my QB too. And hey, if things get hairy, you might get some starts.
And you're going to get some starts.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And it always does.
He played well again.
Every time.
That's what he does.
Every time. By the way, Michael Wilson, Renaissance.
Beat the Raiders 24-10. I think the reaction to Kevin Stefanski not giving Shedeur Sanders a game ball and just saying good job in the locker room was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. We can talk about that tomorrow. Shador, big time throw on a really nice deep ball, 50 plus yards. That's the calling card. That's what he did best at Colorado. Had another second level throw that I thought was really good, kind of moving out of the pocket. Jerry Jeudy, because he is on team can't get right, ends up fumbling on the play. But those were the two throws watching this game back that really impressed me. He completed 11 passes. His fifth-round pick. He showed some good moments, good signs. He should get another start this coming week. This time they're going to play a much better NFL team in the San Francisco 49ers. So let's see. We're just going to add some data and see where we're at. Nobody needs to claim victory or defeat or any of the nonsense that's gone on with this lightning rod of a person in Shador Sanders. But I just couldn't do it. If I'm Kevin Stefanski and I'm going around the room congratulating a bunch of people on moments and I congratulate Shador Sanders on the game, but I give Myles Garrett the game ball and every single person in America who does a show on a shouty show wants to tell me that I'm a jackass because I didn't give him the game ball, this is not for me. I just can't do celebrity fifth-round quarterbacks.
Three more sacks for Myles Garrett to lead the league and set the Browns record. Now, I don't know how they do game balls. I don't know if they do, you know, there's only one, or if there's multiple, you can give out five. I don't know what their policy is on game balls. Forgive me if I'm not used to seeing Kevin Stefanski post-game speeches.
I mean, you could give out as many as you want.
Because they don't win much. I don't know what their policy is over there in Cleveland. I do know this, way more special what Myles Garrett did and is doing. He is on pace to shatter, to, in week 14, blow past the sacks record. He is ungodly good. He is the best player in the NFL, and what he's doing for a terrible football team is patently absurd. So get that guy the game ball. Yeah.
I know. I'm just, call me crazy. He played well enough to win. It all went well. Good job, everybody. I'm going to save my anger for him not getting a game ball for when he has not 11 completions in a game. That's kind of where I'm at on that. The Cowboys beat the Eagles 24-21, come all the way back from down 21-0. I think Cowboys defense is improved, and A.J. Brown has to be thrilled. I know they lost, but he doesn't care about the winning and losing, it doesn't seem like. 8 for 110 and a touchdown for him. I kid because I care. The Falcons beat the Saints 24-10. I think, Kirk Cousins got through to somebody over in Atlanta. They ran 12 and 13 personnel. Do you realize they had three plays all season and 13 personnel? This game, 58% of their plays, the highest rate of anybody in the league over the last several years, were in 13 personnel. Today, they brought in his buddy K.J. Osborne, the former Viking. Kirk must have some pull over there all of a sudden in Atlanta. He played well yesterday in a win.
You'll be stunned to know it's effective to get the ball to Bijan Robinson. More on this as it develops.
Also, I'm just telling you guys right now, do not call up here asking me for Kyle Pitts this offseason. It ain't happening.
No.
I am not interested.
No.
Three drops, including one off his hands that went for a pick six. You watch any Falcons football, you know better than that. I am not interested in Kyle Pitts, who's a free agent. It is not happening.
I'm begging all of you. Don't do it.
Please don't ask.
Just don't do it.
There
do you hear me? No.
Some thoughts on the NFL. All of our football conversation on The Fan today comes your way via Paramount Plus. You can always count on CBS and Sunday's NFL, CBS Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Caps Power Play.
Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. I don't like it. I don't like it. Here's why. They're above Washington in the standings. They're one of the unserious franchises. They're one of the only teams in the Eastern Conference that have zero legitimate long-term success. I don't like the idea that they got a point more than the Capitals. We can fix that this evening. Again, they are unserious. Washington coming off an L. It would be good to get back on the good foot and start climbing up them standings.
Blue. That's your Caps Power Play for Danny and our crew. Daris, Toby, Ryan behind the scenes. I'm Grant saying so long. John Walton, who calls Caps Hockey, joins me in just a moment. And then pregame and puck drop all coming up on The Fan. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we are back at it. Remember, at 4 o'clock, we're giving away that Paisano's gift card, and we're talking about our Thanksgiving Day food draft. Bill joins us tomorrow as well. Should be fun. Join us on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.